Sudanese national Jamal Mustafa sits in front of a shop in Juba with his head in his hands as he thinks about the day he will see his wife and children again. He says he heard that family's property was allegedly looted by the rapid support forces and some members of his relatives are missing.
My family has really been affected by the war. Some of my family members left Al Janena and flee to Chad. They have nothing to eat, no clothes to wear, nothing at all. They walked 5 hours to the border with young children of 5 years. All their belongings were taken from them, and others have been killed.
The ongoing fighting in Sudan has sparked a large exodus of Sudanese, with many internally displaced, while others are seeking safety in neighboring countries, including South Sudan, Egypt, and Chad. Mustafa says some of his relatives are still trapped in the fighting in Darfur. He says he constantly worries and wants to know the location of some of his family members.
I lost contact with some of my family, and now they are under siege. Those who are in Moon are unable to move out. They don't have any means to go out. They are being trapped in by the Janjaweed. All roads are closed, and they are unable to move out. I don't have any communication with them because there is no phone line network.
Omar Muhammad, another Sudanese living in Juba, says since the fighting erupted in Sudan in mid-April, he lost communication with his family, adding that he is not sure if they are alive or killed.
I have more than 2 or 3 months without talking to my family because there is no mobile network available. Since fighting spread to Darfur, I have not heard from them. And now I don't know how they are doing.
Another Sudanese in Juba, whose wife and kid are missing, says he is wishing to see an end to the fighting so that he can trace the location of his family. Mustafa Adam says the conflict in his country has affected him.
There is nothing else I'm thinking about. I only think about how this war will end in the country so that there will be peace and security in order for me to go. There is no way for me to go now, but if there is peace, I will be able to come to see them.
Mustafa, Muhammad and Adam are calling on the international community to pressure General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the head of the Sudan Armed Forces, and General Mohamed Abdan Dagalo, leader of the Rapid Support Forces, to end the ongoing fighting across some parts of Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.